Good morning. Today is December the 17th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm honored to be with you and to start your week out together. And so I want to begin this morning with a short passage from a book that I'm reading called Gospel Deeps by Jared C. Wilson. And what I love about this book and this passage, that it so much just brings us back to just the central points of the gospel, and that it brings us back and it brings our gaze back to Jesus. My prayer is that this reading would do so for you today, that it would bring your gaze and your direction back to Jesus. I'm gonna start here on page 188, and just tune in your hearts and minds upon the Lord this morning. The sun rises, and we see. We see He is the bright morning star. He is the light of the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God. From Jesus Christ even emanate crosswise excellencies. By this I mean that rays of excellence that might appear contradictory nonetheless converge in Christ, who is their unity, and reemerge from Him in a way that complement each other and complement Him. We admire Him for His glory, but even more because His glory is mingled with humility. We admire Him for His transcendence, but even more because His transcendence is accompanied by condescension. We admire Him for His uncompromising justice, but even more because it is tempered with mercy. We admire Him for His majesty, but even more because it is a majesty in meekness. We admire Him because of His equality with God, but even more because, as God's equal, He nevertheless has a deep reverence for God. We admire Him because of how worthy He was of all good, but even more because this was accompanied by an amazing patience to suffer evil. We admire Him because of His sovereign dominion over the world, but even more because this dominion was clothed with a spirit of obedience and submission. We love the way He stumped the proud scribes with His wisdom, and we love it even more because He could be simple enough to like children and to spend time with Him. And we admire Him because He could still the storm, but even more because He refused to use that power to strike the Samaritans with lightning, and He refused to use it to get Himself down from the cross. This list could go on and on, but this is enough to illustrate that beauty and excellency in Christ is not a simple thing. It is complex. It is a coming together in one person of the perfect balance and proportion of extremely diverse qualities. And that's what makes Jesus Christ uniquely glorious, excellent, and admirable. Jesus, I thank You this morning, Lord, for all of the things that You are and more, Lord, that we just read. Lord, thank You for Your majesty and Your meekness. Lord, thank You for Your justice, Lord, but Your mercy. Lord, thank You for Your kingship and dominion, Lord, but, and Lord, also thank You for Your obedience and submission, God. Things that are of Your character, Lord, that as You are in us, Lord, that You are sanctifying us and in these things, Lord, that You are giving us hearts and spirits of obedience and of submission. Lord, even when our flesh fights it, Lord, even when our flesh tries to rise up against those things, Lord, You are working out Your goodness in us. Lord, You are covering us, Lord, with Your mercy and Your grace and Your goodness. Oh, Lord, we revel in that today. revel in your goodness. Lord, thank you for being our shelter this morning. Lord, thank you that as we start this week, whatever this week holds, Lord, that you are our goodness, our righteousness.
Jesus, you cover me with your grace.
You're